Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. I am Matt Williamson. How is everyone doing this fine day? I'm wrapping up my owner's meeting stuff here, but some news just broke I wanted to respond to, and I'm pretty darn happy about it, and I think it's semi-brilliant, to be honest with you, and that's the Steelers signing Cordarrelle Patterson, free agent, of course, from the Falcons, where, of course, Arthur Smith came from. Here's the deal. The new kickoff rule, boom, falls into place. An hour later, CPAT is a Steeler. So I'm sure they've been talking all along, just wanted this kickoff rule to go through, seal the deal, come back with his former head coach. And he's more than that, but I want to start there. I firmly believe he's the best kickoff guy I've ever seen. And he's older than you think. It sounds like it's a two-year, $6 million deal. He's 32, but he is a ridiculous kickoff return man. And if you don't understand the new rule, it's very convoluted. Trust me, it's not the easiest thing to figure out. But in that rule, it basically says you have to return the football. I mean, so returners now have become much more valuable than they were last year. And he's still the best guy out there, if not one of the best. I mean, he's the best I've ever seen, to be honest with you. Now, I also think he's been an enigma for much of his career because, like, if you want to see something crazy, go YouTube his Tennessee highlights in high school or in college. Like, just them getting the ball in his hands on bubble screens and end arounds and returns. They can't get a hand on him on some of these highlights back in college. Now, the world's different in the pros. And in a way, he's an enigma is he's never been much of a route runner, never really developed as a wide receiver. Kind of a Devin Hester-ish type of thing. But the Falcons and Smith used him a lot at running back and not just end around and gimmicky stuff. He can do traditional running back things. And he's physical. He's very elusive. He's a rare, rare athlete. So I think that addition to the offense is, boom, he's your running back three. He's going to be active on game day. You can trust him in protection and to carry the ball. He has some big playability. Great. You know, you don't have to worry about breaking somebody else in. I'm sure he will also on offense slightly alleviate your wide receiver need, you know, kind of like we talked about yesterday, but he will line up outside the formation and run some routes, not a ton. He'll certainly be your jet sweep type guy. I mean, and he's very, very good at that stuff. So I think that's a really nice addition on really like three levels, running back, receiver, but especially returner. And I think it's pretty exciting, telling, maybe not exciting. I mean, punters and return men aren't exciting. But the fact that he went and got a punter for legit money and a return guy in a facet of the game that never used, that didn't matter for the last couple of years and now does, shows that you're stressing okay, we're definitely, we know we're a team that has to win in the margins. We're going to be great at kicker, punter, returner. Okay. I mean, that's a lot of hidden yardage there that ends up winning games. So I think that's a really shrewd move by the Steelers. I mean, and he's also considered a great locker room guy, better on the block, obviously, and works hard. He just never really developed as a receiver. I mean, it's not like he didn't try, but he is well respected and should be a good locker room presence from what I understand. So Cordarrelle Patterson, now a Steeler. I am on board with that 1,000%. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's capital B, lowercase L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Sticking with the ball carrier theme, we're here at the owners' meetings, and the Steelers in their interviews didn't jump out and say, we are going to pick up Najee Harris' fifth-year option. I think it'd be kind of crazy not to, considering the price, because it's so low. But I also think if they are going, so this is a bigger conversation, really, but if they are going to stick with their current scheme, which is a lot of pulling, a lot of power, he's been phenomenal in those particular type of runs. Najee, I'm talking about. Now, if they're going to scrap that, which I think would be a massive mistake, and I hope they've talked to Arthur Smith a lot about this, and go to the Arthur Smith heavy outside zone, well, I think Najee's quite bad at that, to be very honest with you. I mean, he's not horrible, but he's much more of a man-power runner than he is zone runner. Now, this falls on Tomlin, not Smith. The only thing the offense has really done well is their running game and their run scheme and getting those guys pulling and whatnot. If they scrap that and go to a heavy zone outside scheme, I'm going to have a real problem with that, because the one thing you do well, you just flush down the toilet because you got a new coach. Like, and it wouldn't be that harsh. I'm being a little harsh. So that's one thing to look at. Like, if they're going to switch their scheme, is that why they're didn't jump up and down saying they are going to pick up his fifth-year option? I'm making too much of it, because I think they'll pick up a fifth-year option. I'm sure there'll be a blend of both schemes, as all teams do, but I hope they don't get away from what they do well, because it's very obvious what his strengths as a runner are. Now, I've included this chart that I found really, really interesting, and at the bottom of it's a graph, not a chart. But at the bottom of the horizontal axis is missed tackles forced per touch. How often do you miss tackles when you get the football? And then on the other side, the up and down here is yards after contact per touch. So there's some dudes that are in the bottom left, Jamal Williams, Kareem Hunt. That's horrific. I mean, that's not where you want to be at all. But there's also some guys in the top right that I will get to here in a moment that are doing those both at a very, very high level, which is super impressive. Now, we talked about Najee. Najee's kind of in the middle. Like, some of the names you'll see on this graph in his neighborhood are Joe Mixon, Kyron Williams, who had a really good year. Zach Moss had a good year. Jerome Ford, Travis Etienne. Christian McCaffrey's not too far out of there, but Aaron Jones, So it's not a bad neighborhood to be in. It's above average. It's in the top right quadrant, but in the bottom portion of that. You know, there's probably, I don't know, 15 guys ahead of Najee on this chart, which, hey, you'll take that. That's not terrible by any stretch. But that brings me to Jaylen Warren. If you look way in the top right, he is sitting there near the top of any back in this league. I mean, he's better than Breece Hall. He's better than Raheem Mostert. He's better than Kenneth Walker. Devon Achane, who's a ridiculous speed guy, has more yards after contact per touch than anyone in the league, and he's well above Warren there. But there's only a couple others from that axis, and there's no one better than him in missed tackles forced per touch. So I've been telling you guys this for all year, or since we've been doing these podcasts, to be honest with you. Warren's a star. I mean, I'm trying to make you guys aware of that, and I think you know. I think he's better than Najee, and that doesn't, I don't think that's going to matter on the fifth year option or any of those things, but it's an interesting running back room that got a little better with Patterson today too. And we'll see what the scheme changes are, if any, or slight tweaks, or hopefully not wholesale changes. But I just thought this chart I found was really interesting to illuminate, you know, how good a player Warren is. So thanks so much. Over and out.